I am from Clara and Cornelius, a warrior mama and a contradiction for a papa. I am from the afterbirth, which came out before me, and the baby boy my mama miscarried 2 years before having me. I'm from the nurse pulling me out because I was losing oxygen and immobile, unwilling to enter this brutal and beautiful world. I'm from 2 pounds and 3 ounces of strength and a full head of hair, fingernails, and underdeveloped lungs. I'm from asthma, Primatene mist and nebulizer treatments. I'm from being away from my mother and father for the first 9 days of my life. I'm from hospital lights, loud sounds, and various nurses picking me up and checking my vitals. I'm from Dorothy and Fred, summers spent in their yard playing the stoplight game, making vanilla milkshakes and mud pies, and picking hydrangeas from my grandmother's backyard. I'm from Whitewood Road, the man in the mirror, my guardian angel, and the yellow wallpaper in a kitchen that was always full of laughter, noise, life. I'm from Madonna, Michael, Duran Duran, MC Hammer, Purple Rain, and Joan Armatrading. I'm from being the only Black girl in my class and, you're not like the other kids, Michelle. I'm from private school and, you talk white, you dress white, and do you think you're white? I'm from do the best that you can, you're Black and beautiful, and show them who you really are, Michelle. I'm from the loneliness, not fitting in, and being confused with what it meant to live in the middle of Black and white. I'm from being awake at a very young age, seeing the ways of the world that made no sense to me, but that let me know suffering is real. It happens across color lines, and it is killing people. I'm from wanting to create a world where everyone can move in physical space freely without fear. I'm from liberation, yours and mine, ours. I'm from the breath, each inhale and exhale. I am from you, and you are from me. I came to yoga by way of the breath. I came to the breath by way of my ancestors. When someone has experienced trauma, the breath is the most useful resource to restabilize the nervous system. The breath sends a signal that all is well, everything is okay. In a culture that would rather my Black body not exist, let alone breathe, this feeling of all is well has been more than elusive. From the moment that I took my first breath until now, I have been on a journey to find air, to create an expansive inhale, and a deepening of experience with my exhale. This is how I found it. My birth story begins with a watermelon. After a craving got the best of her, my mother put a rusty radio flyer wagon in the trunk of her car and drove to the grocery store. After finding the perfect watermelon, rolling it onto the wagon and then into her car, she felt accomplished. But before she could taste the sweet fruit of her labor, her water broke. After 2 long days of laboring, a nurse pressed on her belly and said, "Your baby is small." The doctor added, "The baby is losing oxygen. We have to act fast." She was placed on a cold table and asked to count down from 10 to 1, only to wake up having delivered a baby by C-section who was nowhere to be found.
This was a short extract from the audiobook Skill in Action, Radicalizing Your Yoga Practice to Create a Just World, written and narrated by Michelle Cassandra Johnson and published by Shambhala Publications.